finally, after like that, we have a spring. We've been waiting and waiting. This Sunday is the first Sunday I took off my jacket. And then I feel so home right away. And then it is good to see the smiles of face on you. And then smiles on the sky. And then the sun came out. And then the music was so beautiful. Do you guys agree with me? And then the ding, 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 ding said, oh my God, it makes so amazing music. And the vocal music and then the praise. And somehow, I don't know what got into me today, but I was so inspired by all the music. Every Sunday too, but it's especially today. It must be the time to celebrate God's presence in here. Do you guys agree? Say amen then. Yeah. Amen. Good. Yeah. We've been living this year about we passed first quarter of this year's life. January, February, March. How you guys are doing with your New Year's resolution? I think it's about time to check our resolution, right? And then, here is my note. According to the about.com guys, and there are top 10 New Year's resolution people usually make. Just check your resolution in here. First one that most people make that resolution for this the New Year is spend more time with family and friends. Second, fit in fitness. Third, lose weight. Fourth, quit smoking. Fifth, enjoy life more. Six, quit drinking. Seven, get out of debt. Eight, learn something new. Nine, help others. 10, get organized. How's your resolution? According to the about.com guys, and not many people follow through all the resolution they make every year. It takes about 3 days to let go of the resolution. First quarter, our life in this year, 2011. How's your resolution? How's your discernment? Or how's your decisive plan you made for this year? How are you doing with your plan? The plan for this life. We have a lot to do. If you are on the same page with me, I made some resolution, but you know, I needed to repent. I needed to go back to my resolution process again and revisit my plan, make sure that it is a little bit achievable for this year or not. Because when I start the new year, I had a big dream. And it's good to have a dream, but we needed to have a plan of action to make it happen in prayer too with God's help. So check your resolution for this year. And while we are doing the Beatitude Sermon Series during Lenten season, it is about the adjustment our attitude towards the plan God has for us. First of all, we adopted our plan as the plan of God, the mission and vision. In the beginning of this year, visioning process, we adopted the mission and vision statements. And let's see how we are doing with our memory. The mission statement of our church is?
Make disciples of Jesus Christ, the transformation of the world.
Oh, getting better. No screen. Oh, thank God. How about the vision of our church? The vision statement of our church is? Awesome! And give yourself a little pat in here. You guys are doing an amazing job. And remembering the direction is important, but how we are adjusting our attitude or our path towards the direction is important too. That's why we are work on the Beatitude Sermon Series during the Lenten season while we are thinking about the passion of Christ. And the God who showed his love for us through Jesus Christ. That is a journey. Why we do need to adjust our attitude? Because of God's love. That because of that. And if you are able, please open up your Bible, Matthew, Gospel Matthew, chapter 5. We just heard the dramatized passage. But today's passage is, we're going to be focused on verse 6. So we're going to read it together. It is a short verse. And then the first one is blessed are the poor in spirit. That was the first attitude we adjusted into the mission and vision of God we received from God, right? And the second adjustment is we had blessed are those who mourn and having a passion for the people like God has for it. And the third one, we talked about meekness. Learning and training in the presence of God is a meek and a caring for others. And also, it is not a weakness, but it is a strength. We talked about that. And today it is the fourth blessing. The fourth attitude adjustments that we're going to work on is verse 6. Chapter 5, Matthew, verse 6. We're going to read together. Ready? Go. Hunger and thirst. According to the Greek word, hunger is a painao, and then a thirst is a dipsao. Painao and dipsao means earnest desire. How many of you were so hungry for something in the past? Or now, if you skip their breakfast, probably you're hungering for food, right? And raise your hand if you really hunger for something. Dying to have something. Yeah, Ron, what was your thing?
I went on a hike with some friends, and one of my friends said, oh, let's go this way, and it turned out to be about a 10-mile side trip that we didn't account for. We didn't have food with us, and we were so, so hungry.
Oh.
I ate Timor stew out of a can, and it was wonderful.
That is a good example, right? I do not need to give any other example. He draw the picture so well. That is hunger. He earnest desire to have something. Food or love or something else. Hope. We talked about it when Dee and Jake came to from the Katrina Mission last Sunday. They talked about hunger for hope and love, right? And not just food, but it's just adopting the Ron's image, the example. Think about it. Hungering for something and thirst for something. And then here, God is saying that blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. We needed to define what is righteousness. What righteousness is. It is, we oftentimes that is saying that is a common sense is righteousness. Doing good, no harm, it is a righteousness. Yes and no to that respond. Righteousness in Christianity, we talked about is not about human relation, the righteousness between humanness, human to human. It talks about righteousness between God and me. All the relationship we have in life start from the relationship between God and me. Because without straightening out the relationship between God and me, there is no father, no meaningful relationship in whatsoever in our lives. Relationship begin to define from defining who we are. How do we define who we are? By Creator. When God created us, there is some plan for us, some reason for us, some purpose for us. Without knowing that, we cannot claim our own identity. So this righteousness is from the relationship between God and me. How is your relationship between God and you? That will affect your relationship with your husband, your wife, your children, and your relationship with your parents and the other people. Those people who are shaken, not so sure about their relationship with God, they are really shaken the relationship between others. Do you follow me? Here, righteousness is all about God. We have no righteousness within ourselves. According to the Romans, the Paul clearly defined that no one is righteous. No one except God. And then according to the, I'm going to be reading in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 and 9. The Paul who knows that there is no one who is righteous defined what is righteousness in his life. It is from Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 through 9. It goes like this. Before I read, I just wanted to retrieve my understanding of addiction in here. While I was waiting for the service and I'm praying over the service, Kathy was practicing the music with the choir. And after she ran through the one round of the music, she said, "Diction, diction, diction." So now I go, oh my God, that is the voice of God. So I needed to pronounce every single word clearly. If you cannot understand me, please open up the Bible. I will try to pay attention to diction to deliver the same message. Paul is delivering the message to the Philippian church. All right? The message is from the Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 through 9. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. The righteousness is coming from God, not from us. Coming from God by faith. How do we adopt this righteousness from God? By faith in Jesus Christ. That is a channel we needed to go through it. Without having faith in Christ, we cannot say that we are having righteousness. According to the psalmist, what is righteousness then? Define that. Righteousness is God. It is a nature of God. The nature of God is righteousness. If we connected those two dots right now, those people who have an image of God alive within us is called righteousness because of the nature of God in us. Do you follow me? God is righteousness. We've been created by God in God's image. By having faith in Christ, we can restore this image of God in our sinful nature. By doing so, we become righteousness. Do you see the logic in here? No one is righteous by birth because we born to the sinful nature. However, through Jesus Christ, we restore the image of God in harmony, in connectedness with God. By doing so, we become righteousness. But this righteousness process, restoring righteousness process, it is a continual process. If I use a method that is a theology in here, this process is called the sanctification process. Trying to be holy like God because we are being created by God. We are trying to be like Christ because other people needed to experience God through us as the children of God. Do you follow me? But we need to feed ourselves this righteousness continuously. That's why the practicing holiness in our personal life is very important. First journey to practice our holiness in our personal life is coming to church, connecting ourselves to the faith community, community of a faith. Connectedness is important. Without that, we cannot empower, restore the energy to continue the righteousness business or holiness business in here. Hunger and thirst for righteousness means we do not have a fullness of a righteousness within ourselves. We need to hunger more and thirst more in order to fill up our tummy, in order to fill up our spiritual hunger. But those people who are not able to feel hunger in their life, it is called disease, right? Those people who must eat something but they decided not to eat. What is it called? Sickness, right? Those people who needed to drink enough water but they are not drinking. What is happening to those people who are not drinking water enough? What happened? Dehydrated, right? Something will happen. Bad things can happen. Spiritual walk is the same way. Those people who are not even notice that how hungry they are, how thirsty they are for the righteousness. We, the person, needed the person of God, needed to encourage them to eat and drink so we can nurture them instead of let them die out. Would you like to be just sitting there and let them die out because of the hunger and thirst that they do not even notice? So all the blessing series, the Beatitude series, are connected to each other. If we are not poor in spirit, we cannot really feel the hunger and thirst for righteousness because we have no idea what kind of malnutrition we are getting in spirit. And if we are not mourning, that means we are not having enough hunger and thirst. We cannot see what's going on around us. By restoring the image of God, the righteousness, we are able to see what's going on around us by having a full connectedness with God. Here, one of the big difference between Christianity and other religion. Since I'm from Asia, I'm going to bring the Asian theology or the Asian religion in here. Buddhists, their religion focuses on mercy. And Confucianism, they focus on honoring parents. And then they honoring parents in Korean and Asian culture, in Christianity too, it become a culture, not a religion at all. They dive into the cultural setting and then they created a new culture. So they focus on the mercy and honoring parents. Rarely they talked about righteousness. Righteousness. Think about it. Christianity, we always talk about righteousness and justice and peace and joy, which is the heavenly kingdom. We talked about it. Righteousness comes first before anything else. Making your relationship right with God, that is the first step to be Christian, to be the followers of Jesus Christ. No other religions talked about the relationship with God. Another difference is Christianity compared to other religions is Christianity is the only God that have from top to bottom, which means God is the one who initiates the relationship. Before we know Christ, before we know the God, God came to earth. Because God loves us so much in a human form, which is called Jesus Christ. No other religion God came to the humanity. Humanity needed to work hard to save the good works in their banking, the saving account to connect it with God themselves. But Christianity, God initiated it in relationship with us from the beginning because God loves us so much. If I have a right to say, Christianity is not a religion. Religion is about a human relationship with God, but Christianity is a God's relationship with humanity, all God's creation. There is a huge difference. Hunger for righteousness, or thirst for righteousness, it is a nature of God. And we've been created in God's image. It is a natural process. Hungering, thirsting for righteousness because of the image of God cannot silence within us. People say that we can have an atheist in our life. I do not believe that. Atheists also believe that there is something for a higher power. I do believe that they are just using the word atheist to make an excuse not to go to church. I do believe that all human being has something within themselves to acknowledge the higher power if they do not want to call it God. Everyone has a hunger and a thirst for righteousness because we as a human, God's creation, has an image of God. Regardless we recognize it, this image within us or not. Hunger and thirst for righteousness is a natural, God's nature, a God's natural characteristic. If you and I truly allowed ourselves to be the children of God, this hunger and thirst desire, earnest desire, will do something about it instead of suppress those desires within us. What happened when we seek the righteousness? What happened? This passage clearly says that the hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled. Will. The determination that is there. You and I are not being filled yet, but will. God promised that if you are hunger and thirst for righteousness, you will be filled. Passive tense, passive aggressive future tense in here, right? God's point is our will, the aggressive tense, but we need to do our part to receive this filled position in here. God promised that if you are hungry, you are thirsty for righteousness, I will fill you. I will fill you up. You will satisfy with the food. According to Psalm chapter 23, verse 1, I'm the shepherd. God said, right? And then we are saying that, I shall not want, right? There is no need. Satisfy with God. In the past, I gave it a sermon title to satisfying with God in Christ. And then the printing company called, just satisfying with God is enough for you for the sermon title. Just wanted to make sure. Usually I created a full sentence. Kind of, that was the beginning of my ordinate, the pastor's ministry in church. Usually I could put the subject, verb, object and make a full sentence instead of run on or phrase in the sermon title. But it's just, this time I just put it somehow, it is a, just satisfied with God. And then my printing company called at the time, and are you sure that this is a title, just satisfying with God? Just satisfying with God in Christ, and then blah, 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 I made it a sentence. And then when I received the bulletin from the company, he said, just satisfying with God. That's become a title. Oh, my goodness. You know how precise I am. I just make sure that I corrected everything before I printed out everything. Oh, my God, I was so shocked. But while in the worship service, I was meditating more and more. What am I going to do with this title? Just satisfying with God. Just satisfying with God. I had a full sentence, but he chopped it off the end of my sentence and made it a just satisfied with God. And in the worship service, I repent. I should say just satisfied with God instead of having blah, blah stuff. Are we satisfied with God? While I was preparing this message, I'm questioning myself before I'm throwing in this question to you. Am I satisfying with God? Am I satisfying with God? If I'm really hunger and thirst for righteousness, I should. How do we practice this hunger and thirst for righteousness? How do we know that we are truly hungry and thirsty for righteousness? What is a measurement stick? And I look up the Talmud and the Hebrew wisdom book, and I found it as three word. I think the list, we have some word. This is a Hebrew, not a Korean, not a Greek. This is a Hebrew. Say it with me. Kiso, koso, kaso. Say it one more time. Kiso, koso, kaso. This is a Hebrew word. It summarizes the measurement stick we need to use to our Christian walk. Kiso mean is how do we manage our finance? Whenever the money goes, our passion goes, our priorities there. Kiso mean is how do you manage your finance? Do you put your finance resource to hunger, thirst for righteousness? Koso, meaning where do you find your pleasure? Are you, and including myself, are we finding the pleasure in seeking the righteousness? Are we getting of joy out of serving God and being with the Christian brothers and sisters and doing Christian walk and revealed God's glory in our personal life? Kaso, where is your passion? Are you dragging yourself to come to church? Or are you dragging yourself to sing in a choir? I don't see any nod. Good. Where is our passion? Passion to do something, or the doing church thing is just one of the duty you are doing to check it off in your to-do list. Kiso, koso, kaso. Put it in your mind right now to measure your Christian walk this week. Say it together. Kiso, koso, kaso. That is a measurement stick to hunger and thirst for righteousness for our life.